Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Block Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 194 countries? To God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you again the man whom God is using to put the time to do. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Master of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen such time as this to lead the world into a whole brand new spiritual awakening where there's a shift in Christendom and people are simply coming together to give God thanks all over the world instead of asking or begging, simply thank you, thank you. A thousand thanks a day. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. We appreciate you so very much. And Bishop Hagan, God bless him. The Ambassador Bishop Hagan, excuse me. And I want to thank all of you worldwide for coming to be a part of this worldwide blog line. I understand over 100 million different listeners and over 194 different countries are tuning in now, not because of Bernard Johnson, but because of Jesus. That's my goal. I have the one main goal in life now. Amen. And that is to make the name of Jesus hot again. You say his name is hot now. No, it's not. Not compared to how it used to be when Jesus was on the earth. You say the name of Jesus and people would come running from everywhere to be healed and to be saved and delivered. But now you say the name of the apostles. Oh, my God. You say their names, and that's when, you know, you got people running to pack auditoriums. This person is going to be here. That person. It wasn't like that when Jesus was on the earth. You didn't say Paul's going to be here, and they packed that out to him. No. You didn't say Peter's going to be here. No. They said Jesus is going to be here. You couldn't get in the house. They had to take the roof off one house and lower a man down just to get into Jesus. It was too packed. Couldn't get through. Amen. Oh, my God. And my goal is, that's a learned response. And see, these responses to these other disciples now, you say this person's name or that person's name, and people come running. I want to pack out an auditorium just because they're there and they want to see them. But see, when Jesus was on the earth, they were coming to see Jesus. They didn't pack out an auditorium because they said, so-and-so is going to be in and pack it out. No. It wasn't like that. But that's a learned response. That's why you're packing out the auditorium for so-and-so and so-and-so, because it's learned. You've been taught to do that. They've been advertised to become so hot in your mind until you run to see them. And they come to town. You going to be there? Yeah, you see? But when Jesus was really hot, all they were talking about is Jesus is on his way. And see, we as disciples, I understand that we have to have a certain amount of credibility before people believe this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Yeah, I understand that. But Jesus said, if I've been lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, in other words, if you promote me, if I be lifted up, if you promote me, yeah, greater than you promoting Bishop so-and-so, and greater than you promoting Sister so-and-so. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them. you just lift me up. And I understand we have to have a certain amount of notoriety before people in this day and time will receive things. I understand that. But if you just lift him up, he'll do the rest. He'll make your name great if you just lift him up. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Nobody mad at me but the devil. Because the devil don't like you when you're blessed like that. God bless all of y'all. Amen. Crying loud. Amen. Spare not. We've come on this block line to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to give him 1,000 thank yous. Yeah, you can call that silly if you want to. Go on your way, and we'll thank him and let the Lord bless us. See what God would do for us, because we're going to thank him 1,000 times. Amen. I know the devil doesn't like it because he was trying to do the same thing up in heaven. Read the historicity over there in the 14th chapter of Revelation, and also a little bit in the 7th chapter. Historicity of the devil himself. Main thing he was trying to do up there was try to stop the praise. Man, didn't want nobody to praise God. Worship me. Worship me. I can sing. I'm the one who's beautiful. Worship me. He was trying to stop anybody up in heaven. You read the historicity. It says there was a war in heaven. Why do you think there was a war in heaven? Because of the arrogance of the enemy. Thought he was so great, so mighty. Didn't want to hear nobody. Didn't want nobody to say nothing to him. Because he thought he was so smart and knew everything. That's the spirit of Satan. That's not the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord is humility. Jesus, look at Jesus. When he came, he was the one. Yeah, he was higher and mightier than everybody. But what did he come as? He came in the form of a child born to a virgin called Mary. And he went through all the legal systems of this world. He didn't come himself as a great I am as I am. No, no. He didn't come like acting like he knew anything. He came humble. He went to the cross and his own people crucified him, but he never said a word. He was just humble. That's the spirit of Christ. And so we've come to ask you if you would help us to thank God, the Lord Jesus, and his Father, Jehovah God. Help us thank him 1,000 times. What will happen if you do? Well, what will happen if you don't? That's the way to see that. If you don't thank him 1,000 times, you're not positioning yourself to receive any mighty miracles for him. But if you take time for Jesus, guess what he's going to do for you? He's going to take time for you. Don't let the devil tell you that's silly. He's a silly one. You're listening to a silly one. The devil is silly, and he's the author, and he's the teacher of lies. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, because he will argue against Jesus all day and all night, because he doesn't want him to be praised and worshipped. You know I'm telling you the truth. You've got common sense, and it's given to you by the Holy Ghost. Use your common sense and the scripture to see if I'm wrong or right. Amen. We are to praise God, created from God's glory, created to give him praise. We're going to thank him 1,000 times. Here's what we're going to do. Give you the privilege of asking him for any request you want. And when you will have finished your request unto God, I'll come back and pray. And then when we pray, that's when we're going to start thanking him like it's already done. That's the faith right there. We don't wait to see what God did, thank him like it's already done, believing that he's able to do anything that you ask above all things. Yeah, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. All right, this 1 minute, maybe a minute and a half or something like that, is for you. We're just caring. We're compassionate. Just for you, so you can make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll come back and pray that God will do it. If you've got cancer, ask him to heal you. If you've got diabetes, ask him to heal you. If you got lung trouble, ask him to heal you. If you got mind trouble, ask him to heal you. Whatever it is, if you got a relationship that was broken up and you know it was a good relationship and of the Lord, ask him to fix it. Yes, whatever it is, ask the Lord to fix it. He is the healer, and this is for you. God bless you, and the Lord bless you and keep you.
Go ahead and make your request.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these precious people making requests known unto you. Oh God, the scripture, you said, make our requests known unto you. Oh God, and ask and it shall be given. If any two of us shall agree on earth and touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us, oh the Father. I got some people on this blog line who are agreeing with me. Some started out with me. Agree with me, Lord, and thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and for the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, grant these requests placed before you by the enemy in Jesus' name. Oh God, thank you for everything. We appreciate everything that you've done, oh my God, and everything that you're doing. Oh God, let it be done. These requests be answered for the glory of God and for Christ's sake, in Jesus' name. God, some have been wounded and bruised. Heal the wounds. Heal the bruises. Some, Lord, need financial blessings. Make a way. Shake that shunk tree up in heaven and let them receive unexpected blessings. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Checks that they don't even expect. And some, Lord, have been trying to get over this and trying to get over that. Help them not to live in the past, because living in the past can destroy their future. Bless them and help them, Lord, to go forward. Mend that situation. I pray, lighten that heavy load. Oh, my God. Lighten the heavy burden too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. Oh, God, bless, 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 bless. We believe it's done. Oh, we believe it's done, Lord. We thank you for doing it in the name of Jesus. And just to prove our faith in you, our faith looks up to Calvary. And to prove it to you, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, 1,000 thank yous. I want you to open the line if you can. Let people pray God with us, the few who can. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
God.
Broken.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you have a praise one, praise check. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you,
thank you,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jes Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
I get it. ignorance, not suffering alone. Yes, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Gotta say this to you, Lord. Please. See this, please. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good.
Thank you, heaven.
Been so
thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You've been so good.
Thank you,
Lord. You've been so good.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been so good. What did you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You brought me out. You did it, God. You brought me. You brought me out. Oh, God,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You brought me out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You brought me out.
Thank you, Lord.
You brought me out. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Never would have made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
I made it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It seems that you ought to be able to make
thank
some noise
you.
For Jesus. Somebody said, I made it.
I made it. Made it, Jesus. Thank you.
Bless you.
Have a wonderful night.
Pastor Johnson.
Amen. Yes.
He said he turned it around when we start putting the blood of Jesus. He said he is turning it around.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Hey!
Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Somebody ought to
turn it around.
Thank you.
Grab it for yourself. He's turning it around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's turning it around.
Thank you.
Yes, let your faith go out. Believe it. Grab it. He's turning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's turning it around. He's turning it around.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of y'all. Lord bless you and keep you. Keep your praise going.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is turning around.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Destroy all yokes. And bless your family and your home.
Thank you, in Jesus' name.
God bless you. I'm dismissing you tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.